Okay.
About lights out, the Jakarta pandemic,
Froggy Jump the Second,
and Eon.
All right, let's talk about the 40th birthday. How'd the 40th birthday go?
It went great. There's not much to say other than, hell yeah, 40.
What do you think?
Cake was pretty good. Yeah, cake was really good.
So the food was good, the drink was good, the pool was good.
The people were good.
The flower tattoo was here.
I say onward and forward. Bring it on.
More 40.
Yes, more 40.
One more 40.
Yes.
And then you were talking about a flu pandemic in Brazil?
No, Zenon is reading a book called...
Outlife.
Why, I've read that. Zenon just finished a book called...
The Jakarta Pandemic.
And what was it about?
A pandemic that began in Jakarta.
Well, what was the most exciting part of the book?
When they killed the people who killed a ton of people.
Give us a little background. What's the book about?
This family that lives in...
What?
Where
do
they live at?
No?
They lived in this neighborhood.
Yeah.
And, well, they, like, had a ton of stuff to survive the pandemic. And life went on.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, what's Lights Out about? You just started this new book. It's called Lights Out. What's it about?
It's about this one day. A gigantic EMP, like, blew up somewhere, like in space or something, like a nuke or something, and took out, like, half the world's electronics, and just, like, two families and like, a neighborhood, how they cope with it.
And how do they cope with it?
I'm not that far into it.
Well, what kinds of things do you think they're going to need to survive after an EMP? I mean, what does an EMP do?
Electromagnetic burst, and I just said it took out half the world's electronics.
So everything electrical,
unless it's protected.
No cars.
Well, cars. There's like a couple that like really old ones that you could like fix the parts and stuff. Those work.
So how do they get water?
Oh, they have a pump in their backyard.
But doesn't the pump work off of electricity?
A well.
Yeah. Oh, okay, they got a well.
And the pump works off gas.
Okay, so what about the dollar, the American dollar? Is it worth anything?
Yeah, in the beginning.
And then?
I don't know that far.
Okay, so what's your favorite thing you did this summer?
How? Favorite thing I did this summer?
Besides going to Florida.
Getting to hang out with my loving family.
Oh, come on.
Yay.
40th birthday.
Really? My 40th birthday was your favorite thing this summer? Pathetic.
Joke.
What about... Okay. What?
Joke.
What was the favorite movie that you saw this summer?
What movie did I see?
Well, you got to see Cars Part 2.
Yeah.
And you got to see that movie with Ian.
What movie was it? Oh, Transformers?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you got to see The Hangover 2. Yeah, and I think that's it. What was your favorite?
The Transformers or Hangover.
Alrighty. And what's your favorite time in the pool so far?
Return pool?
Yeah.
They're not really different times.
Well, who's your favorite friend to have in the pool? How come?
He's a cool dude.
I mean, Tyler likes to just sit in the pool and talk. And Dalton likes to sit in the pool and try and, like, break things. And Ian is kind of a combo of both of them, right? He likes to talk and he likes to play catch and stuff.
Yeah. He's not bored.
So, I'm going to give you a minute to think about something you want to say about this summer and... I want you to say it, okay? So, in my mind, I'm counting to a number.
Wait, what was the question?
Something about summer.
Gosh.
Summer 2000. 7-Eleven.
What about it?
Whatever you want.
What?
I want you to say whatever you want. Ready?
What am I ready for?
Zen, I'm going to come over there, and I'm going to take my flip-flop and smash it so far into your forehead, it's going to say Tiva backwards on your forehead. I'm going to give you a minute to think about your favorite part of summer 2011, and you're going to talk. So in my mind, I have a number, and I'm counting to that number right now. And when I say go, you have to go. So start thinking. Go.
Well, I went to Florida for a couple weeks. I had an ear infection the first week. Still wasn't that fun. It was still pretty cool anyways. Caught a ton of fish. And then, I went to this new creek down the street. When I was an adult, we went fishing a lot. We caught a ton of fish. That was pretty fun, too. We went fishing at the pond, too. We caught some really big fish there, also. Me and Ian went fishing there, too. Caught some fish there, too. Colton came. You know, the whole gang. Mystery gang. Got a swimming pool.
Mystery gang?
You know, Scooby-Doo?
Yeah? You guys have a mystery gang?
No, I bet you have. I stole from them.
That's cool.
Got a pool. I swim a lot. Miles. What do you think about
the possums?
Miles got a
mohawk? He did. Miles learned how to swim.
I wonder why they called it mohawk.
Completely on his own, with no lessons, no training or anything. That baby just learned how to swim, which was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
I wonder why they called it mohawk.
I don't know. I'll look it up for you.
It's Indian.
Miles is tall enough to go on all the slides.
Yeah. He likes the blue slide.
Miles has moved into your bedroom. I'm wondering, there's a part of me, a slight part of me that thinks that we need to move his bedroom up into that outer area of your bedroom.
That's a good idea.
I'm thinking about it. I mean, he's really pretty serious about it. If you're okay with it, maybe we should do it.
I'm okay with it. That's a great idea for me.
And then we'll have an empty bedroom that we can do something with. I'm not sure what, but I'm sure we could find something to do with it. What do you think, Joey?
That's good.
You do.
Do it with the TV.
Yeah.
Okay, love you, bye.
Thank you.
Bye.